Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, broadcasting live on location again, and a very special place. Been looking forward to this for weeks. It is the first day of business for Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. Yes, you know the website, brainhealthformulas.com. This is Derek Lee's storefront and lab, and it's in the middle of Reno, a little south, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Just look for Suite 450. If you're going, hey, you're going to Trader Joe's anyway, aren't you? Or Chuck E. Cheese, if you're like me. This is nearby that. Oh, and Spectrum, if you're going to Spectrum anyway to give them a hard time about your internet and bring it back a router, like I've done many times, this is near that, too. As a matter of fact, that's the easiest way to find us. You know where Spectrum is, by Smith Ridge Plaza. You get out of the Spectrum parking lot and you make your first right, and that's actually Smith Ridge Drive, okay? And then you drive down to the first, or you can take either one, the first or second driveway right turn, the first two that you see. That will take you where we are, broadcasting live for another hour at 780 Smith Ridge Drive, suite 450. Okay, news. A deployment from Northern Nevada. This, you probably heard this news too. It's, I think it's very big news. This is from Channel 4's article. It's from Major General Roger Waters of the Nevada National Guard. And in this article, he gives details about two upcoming Northern Nevada troop deployments. The 150th Army Guard unit, headquartered in Carson City, has been called to support ongoing operations in the Middle East. This deployment is comprised largely of maintenance and support specialists who are expected to depart within the next 30 to 60 days from Carson City. He clarified that this mobilization was pre-planned and not a reaction to the Operation Epic Fury. This is from Carson. Now, in Reno, the 152nd Airlift Wing, they're the ones with the C-130s, you know, the Hercules cargo planes. They have been activated for duty going out to Europe. The date when they are doing this, they just say the date is pending. And these airmen from the Reno base will provide critical support for U.S. Central Command operations, it says. But due to military secrecy, the Nevada National Guard has not revealed how many troops are going on either mission. So, Godspeed. I have had the honor of doing a few TV reports at the Guard by the airport, and to see the spirit of these men and women, to see the burden borne by their families, to recognize that sometimes these things are very difficult and very painful for the enlisted and for their families. All of them are heroes in my book, and it's a sacred thing to see them go off to other lands from the Nevada National Guard in Reno. I'm grateful to live in a country that produces individuals who can be worthy of wearing the uniform, the ribbons, their medals. I'm grateful to live in a country that cares enough to outfit them and support them the best we can. And I'll never forget something that I heard once from my stepdad, who served, I mentioned him before, Bob served in the Battle of the Bulge. And Bob said over and over again, and I don't think it was original to him, but it's understood by many, and it's this: a soldier doesn't fight because he hates what's in front of him. A soldier fights because he loves what's behind him, his family, his homeland, his country, and his people. It's good to live in a country that has heroes of every sort, Some wear uniforms. Some work in hospitals. Some wear a badge and face down lunatics with a gun, like what happened in Sparks this week. A very selfish man wanted the cops to kill him and put people in a parking lot in danger and leave an officer in mental anguish, which is what usually happens with cop by suicide. And by the way, kudos, if nobody else has said this publicly, kudos. That was a very quick and well-trained professional takedown they did of that guy. We are so very lucky to have officers like that here in our community. And some heroes just meet us along the way and lift our spirits. And I'm grateful for such people. And, you know, maybe this excursion into Iran will work out. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. But whatever you think about him, thanks to President Trump, we are normalizing relations to include business relations in Venezuela. And that nation has stopped being a problem for the world and has stopped sending oil to our enemies and is commencing down the path of being a blessing for the world. Iran has militarily been dramatically diminished. The Gulf nations, the other Arab and Muslim nations in that region are all now, according to what I read in the Wall Street Journal, they've been pushing the United States to not end too soon and to make sure that we fundamentally cripple, if not replace, the jihadi regime leading Iran. If Iran is taken out of being a sinister world player, the world stage is dramatically better off. And then likewise, Cuba announced last week that it is willing to allow Cuban Americans to freely invest in, buy, and run businesses in its country. If Donald Trump could, in the course of this year, fix Venezuela, fix Iran, and fix Cuba, whatever you think about him, good or bad, he would have accomplished something massive for the USA and for the world. You've got to give the gentleman his due on No King's Day. There are some things that still have to happen, but if that plan works out, that'll be a very good thing. Now, the media, I'll make this short, I promise, okay? But they really hammered this. Trump said Iran is negotiating with him, but Iran's leaders, yeah, they don't say dictators or, God forbid, the mullahs anymore. No, those people who shot down tens of thousands of young Iranians for protesting, oh, no, those are leaders, right, to the media. They're leaders. Trump said Iran is negotiating with him, but Iran's leaders say that's not true. And then the reporter comes on and she says there's no evidence at all of negotiations, some of which are, you know, kind of held in secret, I think. So because they don't see evidence and, you know, it's taken the word. You're taking the word of the jihadi regime over the White House. Trump is wrong. The mullahs have it right. I just have to ask, can you imagine, like World War II, if we had these networks acting this way? President Roosevelt said today Nazi atrocities are some of the blackest crimes in all history, specifically the systematic murder of European Jews. But Adolf Hitler says that's just not true. or giving Imperial Japanese General Tojo airtime to call the United States a bully, hostile power who necessitated war, which is what he said, actually. But the news media, they didn't give him free airtime. And the news media back then did not push that on our public, painting us as evil and making us question our own country. They didn't do that then. They do that now, every chance they get. And it's pretty darn sickening. As a matter of fact, so sickening, I need to take a product right now from BrainHealthFormulas.com. That's right. We're broadcasting live here at 780 Southridge Drive. Oh, what did I say? Oh, my God, that's my house. I'm serious. No. 780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450. 780, put it in your phone, 780 Smith Ridge Drive, right by, nearby Trader Joe's, Chuck E. Cheese, and the great and wonderful Charter Communications. Come by and see me. I'm only here till noon. We'll talk about Derek Lee again. We got to do this raffle. Get your name in for the raffle to win an estimated value $500 free bioresonance scan. And he has other technological instruments here that you can try. Somebody's doing the power plant, power plate right now. That's free. Come on by. 780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450. I'm John Potter. Back shortly. 99.1, 92.3. FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:17.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local at Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. It's open after all this waiting time. Derek's lab is here, and we have shelves full of his products. And if you stop by right now, sign up for the free bioresonance scan. We're going to do that drawing in just about 45 minutes. Its estimated value is $500. Just need to show up. It's like a very detailed, very latest MRI type thing. You need to show up in person to register for the free scan. So you got 45 minutes for the shoppers and for those online too at the website, brainhealthformulas.com. The sale today is buy two, get one free for all individual products. That's every single one. Buy two, get one free. And, hello. Hey, thanks for coming out. I would like to say hi to a very good friend that I have in Austin, Nevada, who just got in contact with me after a few years, and he discovered this show on the 99.1 FM Talk app. Austin, out east on Highway 50, is a very small place. It's a long way from anywhere, literally. It's 100 plus miles to the nearest grocery store. And there's a story in Austin about an Italian guy named Gandolfo who came to Florida from Italy. And in the early 1800s, he ends up taking a boat down to Panama. And then he heads up to San Francisco to be a gold miner. In 1850, Gandolfo, he gets there to where the 49ers, not the football team, the miners who came from all over the country to strike it rich in California. And he quickly sees that there's no money to be made as a gold miner. Because he's too late. But there is money to be made serving breakfast and lunch to gold miners. And he ends up following the big silver mine rush into Nevada. And his family, his people are there in Austin to this day. Back during the very brief history of the Pony Express, he ran a Pony Express station. And I remember back a long time ago, stopping in Austin, they did a very big story. I think it was Life Magazine. No, it was National Geographic. That's right. National Geographic came through Highway 50. I think they were the ones who initially penned, oh, this is the loneliest road in America. And they stopped in Austin, the National Geographic, I think in the early 1960s. And, you know, to them, it was like probably discovering another foreign tribe that nobody believed lived in this area. And they did this big story about this little town where everybody is related to everybody, and they took a bunch of pictures in National Geographic of Austin, Nevada. Anyway, his family was part of Austin, Nevada's beginning. He was the black sheep who left for California to make a good living, and then he came back to Nevada from California, leaving from one of, and you can probably relate to this, leaving one of the bluest districts in America to come to the reddest district in America, that being Lander County, Nevada. And he and I, we got in this discussion about this and what the real difference is between the two. Democrats, of course, want to raise taxes on upper income. An upper income earner is anybody who doesn't vote for them. You are the upper income earner that they're targeting, and they now want to get between, right now, do you realize they're now trying to get between $5 and $9 billion extra dollars out of so-called upper income earners in California? And that's one of the tax increases that they're going to get hit with this year. So blue states are that way. Blue states are always high taxes and also high benefits. By benefits, I mean welfare benefits. So blue states are always high taxes and high benefits. Red states are low taxes and low benefits, by which I mean low welfare. So just think for a moment about those realities and what impact they would have on where productive people and non-productive people go. If you're productive, where do you want to go? If you're non-productive, where do you want to go? Well, the deal is, if you are productive in a high tax state, you're going to be taxed unduly, and you will leave the high tax state, the blue state, to go to a low tax state, the red state. Okay, so if you're a non-productive person, then you live off benefits. So if you're a non-productive person, do you want to be in a blue state or a red state? In a red state, you'll have low benefits. In a blue state, you'll have high benefits. So an interesting phenomenon occurs. In blue states, people who produce leave, and people who don't produce come. If high taxes chase away productive people, welfare attracts non-productive people. And then conversely, in the red states where you have the low taxes and low benefits, if you're a productive person, you want to be there so that you may keep more of what you earn. If you're a not productive person, you don't want to be there because they're not giving you a lot of stuff for free. And so what occurs over time, and what has occurred undeniably, is that productive people go there and non-productive people come here. And in time, that has an impact, not just on the prosperity of a state, but also on the culture and the attitude of a state. As you import people who don't produce and bring with them an entitlement attitude and expect people who produce and make money, you know the impact, and you just want to stop and ask yourself a question. Is that a good idea? Do you want to become a state that drives out the productive and draws in the non-productive to the state? And you might say that's not such a great idea. But if you are the political party in charge of that state, you might say that's a great idea. Why? Because the Democratic Party owns non-productive people, lock, stock, and barrel. Those votes belong to the Democrats, and that's period, end of story. So what that means for the party in power, it stays in power in perpetuity. And it's like this time of year when you're out in the field and you got the bones of some old deer hit by a car in November and the turkey buzzards are there picking on the bones. One buzzard gets to stand on the top and have the first picking. That's kind of the political culture in the state of California. Today, their vultures pick on those bones, but for the vultures, it's a pretty good deal, right? I guess it kind of turns out okay. I've been meaning to talk to Derek for 2 hours now. He's very busy with people who are coming here and getting their deals and walking out with these black bags full of all of his products here at Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. Store is so new, we don't have the sign yet, but we're here at 780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450. Just put in your phone, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. It'll take you right to this strip of small businesses pretty much behind Trader Joe's. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to be doing that big raffle here in about half an hour. Coming up next, Fox News and then local news with Greg Neft. And once again, buy two, get one free is the grand opening deal here at Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. I'm here for just another half hour. The store is open until 2 o'clock today. We're going to be back shortly after the news. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1130.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
So, okay. Come here. What's her name again?
Gail.
Gail or Dale? Hi, Gail. Is she your wife?
My girlfriend.
A girlfriend. Gail, your boyfriend is here. He told me all about you. Gail, I'm shocked. I'm calling the cops on you right now.
I'm taking away his phone right now.
The least you say to me, the better it is for you, sir. Craig, this noon news program, what an accomplishment. How aggressive is this? Three different studios.
Yeah.
A financial expert on the show. Local news. I'm overjoyed because at times, especially lately, I feel we're getting into a local news desert. This is exactly what we need.
Right.
A full hour of local news at noon. How's it been? What did you not expect? And what did you expect? And you kind of run the controls of this program, which debuted on Monday. Tell us about it behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, Jerry Evans, owner, came up with the idea and put together the talent. So Jerry and I are in the Carson office in the Carson studios. I'm not on air during that program. So then there's Greg Neft, who we just heard in the bottom of the hour news right there.
Now, he says he's at the Keystone News studio.
It's a Keystone CPAs.
They have a studio?
Yeah, they have a studio.
Okay.
It's Mike Bosma and the Bosma Center.
Oh, okay.
Up on the third floor of that. They do the show from in there. And then Phil, of course, is in the Reno studio. So it's three studios and people that can't see each other are doing this news show. And it's turning out very well. We had a little rough at the, on Monday and Tuesday, but the wrinkles are being ironed out.
Mm-hmm.
And how many more can I say? Yeah, metaphors can I say?
You know what this reminds me of? The old ABC World News where they had Peter Jennings in New York, then Max Robinson was in Chicago, and Frank Reynolds was somewhere else. This is basically the same thing, a round robin.
Yep.
From three different studios.
And we have, of course, you get two stories in a day, too. Mm-hmm. You help us with two stories. Craig Swope handles our weather and sports during the show.
Phil is waiting for his name.
Phil Phil is doing traffic and temperatures during the show. So
okay.
Whatever else they decide to assign him.
Now, where's Jerry in all this?
Jerry's in Carson in the newsroom office.
Okay.
We got him all mic'd up in there, set up with a great microphone and that. So,
yeah, you better.
Yeah. Well, it's his personal microphone, so we set it up.
He has a personal microphone.
Yep. Oh,
is he going around with it?
Every studio is personal microphone. He owns the company. But yeah, he's.
Well, I'll tell you why I worry about us getting in a local news desert. The local TV stations, here's something they're doing lately. Not only are there fewer reporters, they're starting to do this news from Northern California business where they talk about all, terrible wreck, a terrible this and that. And then you find out it's in Plumas County. That's not this local area.
No.
I don't want to say lazy. But they aren't going out there and getting all these stories. Beware of any TV station that treats weather like it's a news story, like starting off your newscast with the weather. This is time killer.
Right.
News is news.
If it's a slow business day.
There's never a slow business day. If you get out there,
right,
you find things. There's so many things not reported.
I remember when I was working for Channel 21 and 11 back in the mid-90s. And we
back in the Pete Carruthers show on the movie day?
No, not that far back, but the mid-90s when we had over at Channel 21, mm-hmm. we started a 10 o'clock news on Channel 21 in 94.
KAME.
Yeah, KAME.
Yeah.
And then Luther Mack came in with and put Channel 11 on the air, which we ran from the same place, KRXI. And then we entered into an agreement with Cox in Sacramento or San Francisco, mm-hmm. and Kevin O'Brien was the GM, and we were all of a sudden we were taking their news out of California, putting it on the Reno air.
Yeah,
and it kind of, you know, there we had like a one block of news out of the half hour, 35 minutes of news.
Channel 21 had local shows. They don't
right?
They don't now.
No.
You see that they should take a license away for that.
Yeah. They used to do the Nevada Humane Society telethon at KAME.
Right.
Yep.
You're
yeah,
right.
Steve Ricker and company.
Yeah.
It's there's a lot of stuff that's happened in television and radio since the early 1990s.
It was so small town. I remember that telethon. I don't think it was an animal telethon, but Channel 11 was doing a telethon. Could have been Easter Seals or something.
It was. I think it was Jerry Lewis.
I think you're right. And the host was a politician. And I was, long story. I was new to Reno, and what happens is people don't get that my last name is Potter, and they'll always say Porter. And he kept saying Porter on the air when he was referring to me because I was co-hosting with him. And I corrected him politely once, and the guy got a real pissed-off attitude that I dared correct this guy. Anyway.
I have a joke about attorneys and that I almost got sued over.
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah. My theater
What'd
group
you do?
Does dinner murders. Well, we did a dinner murder mystery up in Tahoe, but we were bussed up there with the attendees of the group.
Yeah,
and in this group, you could not have two of the same businesses represented in this group of people. So you had one attorney, one.
Oh, I see.
It was whatever. And this attorney took offense to the joke. I said, "What do attorneys and sperm have in common? They both have a 1 in 1 billion chance of becoming a human life form." Sorry to all my attorney friends.
I'm not sorry. Every attorney ripped me off. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry, actually. Oh, anyway, back to what we were talking.
Yeah.
The new news. And what a great formula. What a great format it is.
And, well, we have the business report. We still have the Fox Business Report.
Mm-hmm.
And then right out of that, we go into local with local business with Mike Bosma of Keystone CPA.
That stuff is interesting. I hope he brings up, because we were at the El Dorado last night, and I, seeing the show. The big news, local media has to catch up on this, is that we might have a new owner for the El Dorado and Circus and the Row and Silver Legacy. And it could either be the guy who owns the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas. Caesars wants to sell.
Right.
And or it could be Carl Icahn, and both of those are vying. I can't believe this guy who owns the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas also owns 20% of the Wynn and is a much bigger player than I thought. Fertitta or something like that. And he might end up our new owner of this big of our biggest gaming company in Northern Nevada.
Right.
That's big news.
Caesars Entertainment. And because Caesars just renamed the Harvey's up at Lake Tahoe.
Republic.
It's Caesar's Republic.
Yeah.
So
anyway, what we're saying, folks, is we got our fingers in everything, and we have a lot of sources. Greg Neft knows everybody.
Well, he's been in the business a while. Mm-hmm. He knows who to call for sound bites.
Yeah.
During his segments and that.
Well, I know everybody in town, but they won't speak to me.
Well, you don't have a Facebook page. You know,
not anymore. it works. It works. It's a great show.
Oh yeah,
and
it's fun.
It's fun.
Well, it's fun to do because you're following along, and I basically click.
Mm-hmm.
click. Well, I just listen for the time cues.
You have Mr. Fun himself, Jerry Evans, there.
Yes. Well, he's doing great.
You better say that.
You know, when I first started, it was a little rough because
was it? You're kidding. I'm shocked.
Of another employee that Jerry was in not good terms with. But, it came up and everything is...
Well, I'll tell you what people don't know about Jerry Evans, and he's a very modest man. I'll tell you how I first knew about Jerry Evans. I was a TV anchor man in Bangor, Maine, and Jerry Evans owned the FM talk station, WVOM. And I thought that station was incredible. And I thought, I got to meet this man. He had a 3-person morning show. It killed in the ratings. It was massive. And so that's how I knew about Jerry Evans. He's modest. He doesn't talk about his massive success in Maine, but he was a legend in Maine. Yeah. And he's probably blushing now, which is a...
Well, for you to meet him up there and then all of a sudden down here, you...
Well, I finally got to meet him here, but I really admired what he did with that radio station. It was the greatest talk radio station I ever heard. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to get Derek Lee has been talking to everybody, but we're going to get him next and talk about and do the raffle, the $500 raffle for the scan. And while you're here, browse around, folks. Buy two, get one free at Brain Health Formula's new storefront location at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Look it up and stop by and see us. We're here for a few more minutes. The store is open until 2 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1146.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Just the most beautiful day ever, isn't it, folks? Current temperature in Reno, 66 degrees. Feels like 70, says my phone. I'm John Potter, live and local on Saturdays 9 to noon, and we're broadcasting on location at Derek Lee's brand new place that just opened up today. It opened till 2 o'clock. You can stop by and meet Kathy Mulherin of Straighten Up Nevada, which has half this space at what's the address? 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Near Trader Joe's. Put it in your phone, 780 Smith Ridge Drive, and come by and see us. I'm going to get Derek when he's through talking to the people. Don't bother him. He's more popular than me. This next thing is, forgive me, and I would like to say that I love Reno, the city. I think Reno needs a little love. Reno, in my mind, means many things, and I love and I adore this region. It's in my blood, literally. I've been in Nevada most of my life and in Reno for a total of 30 years now. I love this region, but I also love specifically the city of Reno, the geographic area within a set number of boundaries. And I love the people who live there. Sometimes I'll be out and about and shooting the breeze with people in my life, and they will say something like, I don't see how you go jogging in downtown Reno. It's not safe up there. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure how to define safe, but I'm at the stage right now where I've kind of been running in the city of Reno for about 25 years, and nothing has happened to me yet. I'm, like, still alive. I haven't been robbed. I haven't been really bothered. And so, you know, it seems to me to be relatively safe. And this comes up because yesterday... I had a pretty good talk with some Reno police officers. They see some of the hard parts of Reno. They see very sad things. They know the stories. And yet we're sitting there, and we were each like, you know, I love this place. And I said what I've said before. My grandmother was old and ugly, but I loved her with all of my heart, and I have open eyes. I recognize the flaws, the challenges, the failing, the occasional filth in the city of Reno. I know the Reno of the 1970s and the 1980s. I know what it was like back then. I know how wonderful it was. I know how different it is today. but I know the Reno of today, and I love the Reno of today. Those streets where you know there may be higher rates of poverty, and there may be higher rates of crime, if we're honest about it. Sometimes some of the highest rates of poverty in our country have some of the highest rates of crime in our country. I know those streets, and I love those streets. As I walk down them, I feel at home. I feel welcome. I feel safe. I feel my heart uplifted. Is there sometimes trash or broken glass in the gutter? Yeah. Do I sometimes see hypodermic syringes as I hike? Yeah, it's not uncommon downtown. Do I run past homeless people? I absolutely do. And yet I walk and run past people who are made in the image of God, people who, like all people everywhere, have the spark of the divine in them, and who, you know, I probably have a very different culture from most people that I run past and or stop and visit with, but I have the exact same humanity, and I feel and love that humanity. Yeah, they should have jobs. Yes, we have poverty. Yes, we have dysfunction. Better than anyone in this town, can give you the list and the stats of where we're not doing well. And now and then it's my job to report that. But it's also just in the interest of laying all the cards on the table and of telling the whole story. It's also my privilege to say I love this city. I've had the honor of working here off and on every day since the beginning of September 1977 in Reno. And from that day to this, I have stood in wonder every day. Yeah, I know the changes, and I can, I think, chronicle them better than most, but I want to make sure that I'm clear and that I don't overtell one side of the story. I love this city, and, you know, I recommend it to you. I believe that you and you'll be safe, because I've always been safe. I find fascinating kinds of people, and so I know. We all know the challenges, the difficulties faced by the city of Reno. But I want you to know one other thing, that I love this city, every part of it, to the very core of my soul. And I consider it one of life's greatest blessings to be able to be a news guy slash storyteller of the, well, it was the divorce capital of the world. That's what people called us way back when. I remember when it was called the Neon Babylon in the 1960s. Now it's called the Biggest Little City, and getting bigger by the day. But I love this city. I'll be honest with you. There was a time I did not love this city, but I've grown to fall in love with it once again. All right, we got to tear Derek Lee away from everybody. We got 3 minutes left. Folks, okay, come on by for the raffle. They're giving away the scan. Derek, I got 3 minutes left. Don't say thank you to me. Come over here. Come on. What time are you going to be doing the raffle? And basically describe what the raffle is for again. Oh, you need a microphone.
I need a microphone.
Okay, go ahead. Hello,
yell. The raffle is for a free scan for our new bio. My brain's on meltdown right now. It's been a busy morning.
You talked to hundreds of people, it seems,
it's
today.
Been quite extensive. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. The raffle is going to be a free scanner, a new bioresonance scanner.
Did you folks sign up for the raffle?
It's a four-dimensional scan, which means we can actually go in and people can see in real time how our organs are functioning, how our heart's functioning, how our vascular system is functioning. And we can actually show you in real time how our organs and brain and vascular system, our lymphatic system, our fascia, brain, circulatory system, how it's all actually working in real time.
This is the very, very latest in technology, and you don't think anybody else in Nevada has it?
I doubt it. I've never seen anything like this before, so I'm really excited about it.
You can see the little tiny crevices inside
everything.
On every organ.
We can take it all the way down to...
Is it in
to,
color?
It's in color.
Oh, man.
You can see your kidneys. You can see everything. It's amazing.
All right. Okay, buy two, get one free of each and all of your products.
That's right.
This has been a great turnout today.
It has.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting us come in here and
you,
share
Tom.
Your story with so many people.
Thank you for the years of working with me. I really appreciate it. Thank you and Craig and Jerry and Lisa.
Yeah.
And thank you for everyone.
Yeah, 2 years felt like 10. Well, for some of us.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
This has been great. Thank you, John.
Thank you. We're gonna chase everybody out of here.
And thank you for everyone, all the listeners. Thank you for all the people who have been willing to try my products, and just thank you for the opportunity. It's been an amazing adventure, and we're gonna just continue to push the envelope.
Well, it's been a wonderful thing seeing you help so many people.
It's been great. Thank you. I mean, you're a big factor in that, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, these are real testimonials. It's your products that are doing the work, and we have you in this beautiful city that I love. Your lab back there, it's kind of top secret, isn't it?
It's very top secret.
All right. I've been told that you disappear in there for hours.
I do.
It's good to see you. We're here till the store's open till 2.
Yep.
780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450. I'm John Potter, Fox News next. Thank you, Phil, for your help. Thank you, Craig. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1158.